with amendments of the names and they are correctly written as such. But honorable members, it is a great honor for me to be able to preside over such a huge task and responsibility. And I think before we dwell any further is to draw insight from one of the greatest sons of Africa in the name of the great Chinua Achebe, who once said, I quote, every generation must recognize and embrace the task it is peculiarly designed by history and by providence to perform, close quote. I am truly humbled by the confidence and the response bestowed in me, and assure you, honorable members, that I will do my best, in my best ability, to perform what you have tasked me with. But as honorable members, we must remember that we are deployed here to take charge and to hold the executive accountable, to carry out oversight, and also pass legislation. It is an honor, therefore, to serve the people of the Republic of South Africa, Africa, and the world through the National Assembly of South Africa. In my capacity as the newly appointed chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Agriculture, Land Reform, and Rural Development. These three areas lie at the core developmental challenge that we face as a nation, faced with endemic poverty in the face of immense potential of the agricultural economy, the trauma of dispossession, alienation, and the struggle for restitution in the face of the inherent and latent value of land as a fixed asset and the resources that it contains, the scourge of rural underdevelopment, both through the lingering legacy of apartheid spatial planning, perpetuating the rural-urban divide, whilst rural South Africa has provided the resources, both human and natural, to build the urban infrastructure. It is therefore in this sixth session of Parliament that these issues will be at the heart of what we have achieved and what we have promised the people of the Republic of South Africa as we strive to build a new dawn and provide hope to our people. For millions of South Africans, hunger, poverty and inequality remains a daily lived reality. Agriculture provides the link for food security, agricultural extension subsistence, and the new realm of the agri-industries. We must look at how we advance subsistence farming as an important weapon in our arsenal in the war on hunger and poverty, whilst we expand innovative green technologies that will drive economies of the future. Centuries of colonization and decades of apartheid rule alienated our people from the land and robbed them of the value skills that once made traditional communities in Africa self-sufficient, proud and able to build trade with other local economies. As said by our founding father, President Nelson Mandela once said, I quote, poverty is not an accident, close quote. It is a direct result and the alienation of our people from the land and the structural impediments imposed upon our people, including access to quality education, skills and resources. The work of this portfolio committee, honorable members, must be to ensure that we advance this critical agenda. We must also, in this sixth session of Parliament, advance our objectives of land reform. We must learn from the experience of the past 25 years of our democracy. The process of land restitution has reached a critical point And we must, as a collective, work together to resolve land hunger and expedite the restitution process. The reality of rural underdevelopment is something that we are acutely aware of, because it is the daily lived reality of my community, of South Africans and the rest of the African continent. Mvezo Komkhulu, the birthplace of our founding father of our democracy, President Mandela, is an example of how development of rural South Africa has left behind urban centers of South Africa. We must change this negative trajectory and the course of history. I therefore want to thank you, honorable members, for the confidence that you have placed in me. I assure you that in this capacity, I will and shall fulfill our duty as a Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. We shall ensure that we fulfill the mandate of oversight on the executive and government, and to advance the developmental agenda. More importantly, let us ensure that we advance the parliament and its institution as an instrument of a people-centered participatory democracy. As Madiba once reminded us, I quote, "Since my release, I have become more convinced than ever that the real makers of history are the ordinary men and women of our country. Their participation in every decision about the future is only guaranteed of true democracy and freedom." Close quote. I therefore want to thank you all for having bestowed this responsibility upon me as the chairperson of this portfolio committee, and I hope that we will have a good working relationship with openness and frankness as we tackle very sensitive issues that relate to the core issue of our land that is put to us. Thank you. Let me, honorable members, read as provided to us at this meeting that the purpose of today was just to have an election of the chairperson, which was scheduled to take place in this room, M46. We will be having another meeting, which will be dealing with the sectoral overview and the budget analysis presentation by the committee support officials, which will then be able to take us through in preparation for our budget vote debates. This will take place at 2 o'clock in the National Assembly New Wing building that is on the ground floor in G26. G26, if you are sitting in the National Assembly and you are looking towards the speaker or the presiding officer's chair, it's directly behind them. So we will convene the meeting there at 2 o'clock. The meeting again will proceed on Wednesday, the 3rd of July. We will be having a briefing on the APPs, that is the Annual Performance Plan and Budget, from the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, together with its entities. That includes Agricultural Research Council and the on-the-support biological products, OBP in short, and the National Agricultural Marketing Council, NAMEC. Those then will be followed by a presentation or a brief from the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, with its entities, that being the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, as well as Ingonyama Trust board. That meeting will start at 9:30 and will be taking us through the course of the day. We should and estimate to conclude at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. On the 10th of July, we again have a scheduled meeting at 9 to 10, which will focus on the consideration and adoption of the committee budget vote report, which we would like to urge all members to please be in attendance of that meeting, because we have to have the budget vote report adopted. We then have been scheduled to have our budget vote debates on Tuesday, the 16th of July, which our portfolio committee, in terms of procedure, will be divided into the two entities, that is budget vote 24, which is agriculture, forestry and fisheries, as well as the debate on the budget vote 33, rural development and land reform. We are still awaiting the schedule of these in terms of the time, but the allocated time right now sits as 18:30, that is 6:30 in the evening, in the National Assembly Chamber. But communication in this regard will be put to us, honourable members, as we get closer to the dates. For the purpose of this meeting, can we adopt this program that has been put to us as a draft, so that we can at least for this part of the term be able to have a working document in terms of our program. Can you please say your names and introduce yourselves before you... Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. My name is Patricia Maho. I stand to second this report or this program as our working document. Thank you.
Anyone second you? Yes, Honourable Mankezi Klape.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. I second the proposal that we adopt this document as a working document with venues to be confirmed and other details that will be filled in. Thanks.
Thank you. Honourable members, with that said and done, the program of the committee is thus duly adopted. And secretaries, is there any other further business for now? Since there is no other business for the day, the meeting stands adjourned until 2 o'clock at G26. We thank you, honourable members.